If you have insurance needs, reach out to State Farm agents Jim Maddox, Todd Benway, Kevin Shields, Terry Johnson, or Bob Jones for help. Like a good neighbor.
And who doesn't?
State Farm is there.
Who doesn't have insurance or needs, right?
Seems like it's been a long time since we talked to you, Jim. Welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Thank you. It has been a while.
All right. We have all four of the football playoff games to pick, a couple of prop bets within them, and the Wichita State-Houston college basketball game to pick. Last week, State Farm got the best of the three. State Farm went 5-2. Bruce Hurdle went 4-3. Yours truly got 3. So you guys all gained at least a game on me, and we are down to our final 3 State Farm picks after Jim picks for State Farm this morning. So we're getting right down to it, and things are tightening up as far as race is concerned. And who was it that did you well? Terry Johnson is the one that got you 5-2 last week
Thank
for State
you,
Farm. That's right. Good job,
Terry. Yeah, I did a good job.
All right, the games we'll pick. Chiefs minus 5.5 at home against Colts, of course. The Rams minus 6.5 at home against the Cowboys. The Chargers, a 4.5-point underdog at New England. The Eagles, an 8.5-point underdog on the road against the Saints. Now, I understand that's not the actual line, but I teased them up so we wouldn't have a push.
Sure.
And the Shockers are a 12.5-point underdog at Houston. The prop bets are who will have the most touchdown passes, Andrew Luck or Patrick Mahomes, and who will throw for the most yards, Tom Brady or Phillip Rivers. Those are your picks today, and off
Looks
we
good.
Go. All right, starting the first one, the Chiefs minus 5.5 against the Colts. I'll go first. I think the Chiefs win. I think the Colts find a way to backdoor cover that thing. So Chiefs to win, but not by 5.5. Give me the Colts with the number, Bruce.
No further explanation needed. I believe Kansas City wins, Indy inside the number.
All right. So, Jim, would you like to go out on a limb and say Kansas City's going to cover and be the only one?
Yeah, I will. I'll go ahead and pick Kansas City.
All right, Jim's going to
see. Take... That's the kind of boldness that you get from Jim Maddox.
And that's how
rolling that right out there. That's good stuff.
That's how you make a move this late in the picks, too.
Dang right.
He's going to gain a game on us if he's right. All right,
yep.
The Rams and the Cowboys from L.A. Bruce, you go first on this one. Rams, a 6.5-point favorite at home.
Rams win the game, Cowboys inside the number. I mean, these teams are almost mirror images of each other. To me, the one big difference is the Rams are playing at home, and Jared Goff doesn't get sacked. Dak Prescott does. You've got two running backs playing at the height of their powers. Dallas isn't going to get blown out in this game. Give me Dallas, and I'll take the 6.5.
Okay. Jim Maddox from State Farm. Who you got, the Rams minus 6.5 or the Cowboys?
Well, that's a tougher pick than what you might think because that's two scores that the Rams have to win by. My gut tells me to not do it, but I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Rams just to be contrary with Bruce.
Okay. Now,
oh, I love contrary.
Now I got
two home favorites.
I
a lot of
figure
points
out what
there.
To do here. I do have a little faith in the Cowboys because, frankly, I thought they were going to lose against the Seahawks. But they won that game, and they were up 10 late in that one. I'm going to say that the Rams make a couple of big plays, some splash plays to Brandon Cooks
That's
or Robert
reasonable.
Woods or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
yep.
that does end Dallas. I think the Rams win by 7 or 8, so just barely give me the Rams.
Good, I like that.
So
I'll
you're on
that.
Your own
Come
there.
Come on, Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Let's go.
All right.
Come on.
Jim, you go first on this one. This is the L.A. Chargers going across the country to Foxborough to play the New England Patriots. I'm giving the Chargers 4.5 points on the road. Who you got?
Well, I don't know if the Chargers can win, but I think they'll definitely play within the number.
Okay.
And they got a good chance to win that game, so I'm going to pick the Chargers.
I agree wholeheartedly, 100%. I also will take the Chargers with those 4.5. Bruce?
That's a sweet... Wait a minute. You guys both have the Chargers.
Yes.
Oh, Nah. All right. I like the Chargers.
Okay.
I agree with you guys. And I don't have enough. You know what? I got nothing to lose. Give me New England. I'll give the points. Give me New England.
That makes you different than State Farm in every one of the picks so far.
There you go. See, and that's what I need.
All right.
I got to be selective about it, but go ahead. I don't have a lot of conviction there, but why not?
All right. And the biggest spread of this weekend in the NFL anyway, Philadelphia is getting 8.5 at the Saints. I go first. Give me the underdog. Give me Philadelphia. That's a lot of points. Maybe they backdoor cover for me too. Bruce?
You know, I had real conviction on Philadelphia going to Chicago because I knew the Bears weren't going to score a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But, Shane, I'm not as convinced in this one. New Orleans, I think, can score a bunch. And so it gives me some trepidation. 7.5 is a ton of points.
8.5 is even more.
Yeah.
8.5.
You know what? I'm taking Philly. Give me Philly. Philly's inside the number. They don't win this game, but they compete. They're the defending Super Bowl champions, for God's sakes.
Jim?
I don't disagree with anything that any of you have said. When you originally thought maybe it was going to be 6.5 or 7, I was going to go with New Orleans. But I think that extra point or two, I think I got to go with Philly.
Okay, so we're all in agreement on Philly. So there's the first time that it's a clean sweep. Bruce, you go first on this one. Getting back to the Chiefs-Colts game, who's going to throw more touchdowns, Andrew Luck or Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I believe the Chiefs are going to win, so that means that I believe they're going to score more points. So I believe Mahomes is going to be producing those points. I'll take Mahomes, but boy, that's another one without a lot of conviction.
Jim, more touchdown passes, Luck or Mahomes?
I'll go with Mahomes.
Oh, you guys. Give me Andrew
not
Luck.
Not that easy, is it?
No, it's not. Well, not when you guys pick the same guy, and I'm trying to beat
What's
you
What's your tiebreaker, Shane?
Currently?
What's your tiebreaker on that one? How may I humbly suggest
tiebreaker.
Longest touchdown pass?
Okay,
if
yeah.
If there's a push.
Yeah. Good. Very good.
Okay.
If they both have the same amount, tiebreaker is longest touchdown pass. Very
pass.
Good. Very
okay.
good. Good point. Right. I'll take Andrew Luck just to be contrarian. All right, final one. Who we got? Jim, you go first. No, this isn't the final one. Brady or Rivers, more passing yards?
I'll go with Philip Rivers.
So will I. Bruce?
God. Ugh. These are killing me.
And do we need a tiebreaker for this one, too?
No.
I mean,
no,
it's possible.
I think Rivers throws all day in this one, so I'm going to take Philip Rivers.
All right, clean sweep there. Now it's the last one. I'll go first. Wichita State plus 12.5 at Houston. It's a lot of points, but Houston's awfully good. Wichita State stumbled a little on the road, especially most recently at VCU, and if Houston's anything like VCU, you would think that they'd be able to cover that. Wichita State went forever without scoring against VCU and still made it a 16-point game. So I'm thinking if they just have an even normal game, WSU can stay within the number. Give me the Shockers. Bruce?
Did they make any progress at Memphis, Shane, on the road?
I don't know.
I mean, did they?
It wasn't all that pretty.
Do we feel like – I mean, here's the thing. If we are show-me kind of people – the Shockers haven't done it yet. But 12.5 points is a boatload of points. I'm taking the Shockers. I think the Shockers will stay inside of that number. I don't see them winning this basketball game. I'm slightly concerned at the 12.5, but I'll go ahead and take the Shockers, figuring that they continue to show, hopefully, some signs of growth.
All right. There is no official line out yet. The 12.5 is made up by me, but according to ESPN's matchup predictor, Houston has a 91.7% chance to win. So, with all that being said, Jim, do you think Wichita State can stay within 12.5?
I do. You keep thinking that this team is going to finally start putting it together, and as good a coach as Marshall is, surely he can figure out a way. It's going to happen sometime. Well, it'd be great to have it happen this weekend, that they could get close and give themselves a chance to try to do something on down the rest of these games. I don't think they win, but I do think they can play within the number. I have a little bit of reservation about it, but I'm going to go ahead and go with the Chalkers.
All right, so we'll.
I think all of us are cautiously optimistic about that pick.
Yeah, I think we all were last week.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of conviction from any of the three of us on that one, but that's okay.
So
that's
we're all the same on Wichita State, Phillip Rivers, and the Eagles. We're all split up on all the rest. Jim, always good to catch up with you. It looks to me like we will talk to you again on the 25th when Bob Jones and Terry Johnson get together with you, and then all of you guys will be together on February 1st, so we look forward to that as well. Have a great weekend.
You too. We appreciate the chance to be on the show.
You bet. We love having
you. Thanks, Jim.
Got insurance? Reach out to State Farm Insurance, Jim Maddox, Todd Benway, Kevin Shields, Terry Johnson, or Bob Jones for help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Jim's on his own with the Chiefs. You are on your own with Dallas and New England. I am on my own with Andrew Luck, throwing more touchdowns than Pat Mahomes. So we'll have a little movement as we get closer and closer to the end. You are four behind State Farm. State Farm is nine behind me. Those are the standings right now. Not over yet. Hmm. We have the 18th, 25th, and the 1st. And, of course, the 1st right before Super Bowl. And it'll be prop bets galore
on
the Super Bowl.
That's all right. It's a lot of fun. And the history that we have with Maddox and Shields and Johnson, Jones, Benway, those are all really good guys who have been tremendous friends to the show and have really added a great deal to the show over the years. So we invite you to, anytime that you have insurance needs, to head their way. Terry Johnson, Bob Jones, Kevin Shields, Jim Maddox, Todd Benway, and they are like your good neighbors. So State Farm is there with those guys. So pretty good stuff. On this day in history, coming up next. On this day in history, OTD, January 11th. It happened on this day in sports. As we get to it in a moment, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents.
How about
you need to rent it? Head it.
How about caller number 5 for a free Papa John's pizza? 869-1240. Give us a call. You get a free large up to 5 topping pizza from Papa John's if you call at number 5 at 869-1240. OTD coming up.